They once asked the Rebbetzin Chaya Mushka Schneerson. She was the incredible wife of the great Lubavitcher Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Levracha, a very, very pious woman, a saintly woman. She was a tzaddikas, very, very special, incredible midos, very tzanua, very modest, incredible woman. Wow. They once asked a reporter, Chaya Mushka, what was the happiest moment of your life? She had a beautiful life of triumph, of disappointment, but many, many highs. What was the happiest moment of your life? She looked the reporter straight in the face and replied, this one, right now. This one, right now. She lived in the moment. She was present. A beautiful life, but each moment was magical. Each moment was exciting, was worthwhile, productive, meaningful, meant something. What I want to share with you for the next 4 hours, I'm just kidding, for the next 20, 25 minutes, Mirtz Hashem, maybe longer, maybe shorter, how do we have that attitude of this one right now? How do we be present? We know we're obsessed with our phones and our gadgets and our devices. We're in a whirlwind. We're here, we're there, our minds scattered. Let's be real. This Chabura this year is going to be emistic. I'm going to go right for you. I warned you. I'm going right for you. How do we do it? We're all over. I'm on my phone. I'm on my computer. I'm thinking this. I'm there. I'm a million places. I want to be a Jew. I want to be sincere. I want to connect to my Father in heaven. How do we do it? We start source number one with Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. Follow with me. Such beautiful words. Klal Gadol Bavodas Hashem. An important, important, so source number one on the sheet. Klal Gadol Bavodas Hashem. Shelo yasim leneged einav kim oso hayom she'omed bo. How do you serve God? You only focus on the day that's present. You don't think about anything else. What do you do? What do you focus on? That day. You focus on that day. Hein be'esek parnasa v'yisach ruso. Whether that's dealing with parnasa and your physical needs. Don't think that day, the next day, the next week, the next month. Present. Can you imagine this? Sounds so obvious, but it slips us all the time. In Avodas Hashem, what should we be focusing on? That day. That moment exclusively. What am I doing now? I'm in a shir now. What am I doing now? I'm davening now. What am I doing now? I'm with my friend. I'm doing chesed. But that's it. Not thinking of the 10 things I have to do. 10 things I did do, 10 things I wish I did, just right now. Because when a Jew wants to get close to God, when he says, I want to get stark, I'm inspired, but 3 times a day, minyan, and learning, and the commitment, oh my gosh, it's too burdensome, it's too much, it's overbearing. It's impossible to have this burden. It's unbearable, insurmountable. I can't do it. I want to be stark. I want to be like Yitzi Shlita. But it's too much. I'm going to get up from minyan. I'm going to learn. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to work on my midos. Too far-fetched. And we start to think, I can't do it. It leads to despair. Aval kashiyach shov shein lo rak oso ayom. But if a Jew thinks, I just have today, lo yellow masa klal. It's not a big burden because it's just today. That's all that matters. That's all that's important. That's all that relevant is today. Not thinking 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, 5 minutes down the line, right now. Gam shelo yidecha miyom liyom lemor machar etchil machar etpalel kavana. We also can't get trapped and say, tomorrow I'll become a good Jew. Tomorrow I'll daven with kavana. Tomorrow I'll be nice. No. Ki ein lo la'adam bo lamo ki im oso ayom va oso hashash omed bo. This is mamish candy. This is candy. What does a Jew have in this world? This day, this moment, nothing else matters. And in a world where we're so all over the place, scattered here, there, our minds being pulled in multiple directions, the words of Rabbi Nachman ring more true than ever. They're so beautiful. They're so precious. Ki yoma macharas hu olam acher legamrei. Tomorrow is a different world. And we think, we're already thinking of the snowstorm, no school, let's go. That's all we're thinking about. And we're thinking about Shabbos, and we're thinking about this. But we're never there. We're never present. And it really impacts us greatly. It really impacts us greatly. Because if we could be in the zone, mindful, we could achieve so much. We could be so much more active, more productive. We go weiter to source number two. Also Hasidic. Halekech V'alivov is authored by Rav Avram Shor, Shlita in Brooklyn. Perishu b'svarim kadoshim hatfila shel v'haser satan milfaneinu me'acharenu. We say in Aravit, in Mariv, remove the satan from before me and from behind me. This is source 2, line 2. Sheyesh yetzer habal adum laskiru masha yahala fanov. There's the yetzer hara that reminds you, oh my gosh, you have so much ahead of you. You have the SATs, you have this, you have that, you have so much to do. The yesh yetzer hara habal adum laskiru masha lacharav. And then there's that Yetzihara. I know what you did last summer. I know what you did last night. Fill in the blank. Please don't right now. I know what you did. I know what you did. See, the Yetzihara that's reminding you, I got this. I have so much to accomplish. And the Yetzihara that's reminding you, please don't shout out. You did that, big guy. Remember that? V'zehi tachlis ha'adam lasiach das me'akol. What's the avod of a Jew? Remove it. Remove it. Clear it. Lachshov rak ala rega hahu sheish lefanav. To only think exclusively what is now. Mal alav lasos achshav. What am I doing now? And Boaz, you're a deep Jew. It sounds so obvious, but we never do it. We never do it. Because we're stuck in the past thinking of XYZ. That summer was fun. He knows what I'm talking about. It was fun. A little too fun. And we're stuck in that summer. And we're stuck in the future. But not present. All we think about is now. He has to think right now, there's nothing else for me to do. But whatever activity I'm engaged in, I'm fully immersed, undivided. And what am I doing? At this moment, I have to fulfill the will of God. To do the Ribono Shel Olam, the Eibishter's Ratzon. Then we'll always be doing the will of God. I'm not thinking about my previous transgressions. I'm not thinking about what I have to do 10 minutes from now. I'm current, I'm mindful, I'm present. I'm aware. I'm doing what Hashem wants me to do. Vayideze menaseach es ha-satan. That's how he defeats the satan. That's how he defeats the satan. When he's in the zone now, and nothing else matters. And that's how he emerges victorious. So, so beautiful. Turn the page, please. Last questions at the end. Got to get Morrison out on a good time. Source number, we got to get him out. I told him we'll get him out early. Number 3. But again, it's so powerful because we get so stuck. The regret, the remorse, it lingers in our mind. It's stifling. It's debilitating. We're stuck in quicksands. But then also thinking of future also debilitates us. Right now. Right now. Of course, Rav Kobi Shlita, we have to plan. And we have to be reasonable and responsible people. But there's a time and place for that, of when we need to plan the next step. But if it lingers in our mind 24/7, we're never being present. Source number 3. Guys, we're probably getting a little worried, getting too Hasidic. Boaz loves it, but don't worry for the lit box here. I see the Rav Weider. Don't worry, we're going to get a little lit fish for you. Source number 3, the Rabbaz. She'ela. Ruven haya chavush bebeit ha'asurim, v'lo haya yachol atzeit litpalel ba'asara. Ruven's in jail. Ruven's in jail. He's incarcerated. It means he's in jail. He can't leave and daven with a minion, v'lasos ha'mitzvos, and to do the mitzvos, v'itchatein, line 2, lifnei asar o hagamon, v'lo ba'ashamoa la'anicho, zulati yom echad b'shana eze yom sheyachpots. Ruven's in jail. And he can't daven with a minion because he's incarcerated. He's in confinement. And begging and pleading, he's finally granted one day to leave jail. And down with a minion. Beautiful. Yore Amora Eze Yom Mikol Yamos Hashana Yivcha Ruvain Haniskar Lalech Lebe Takneset. So they asked the Rabbaz, one day a year, only once he's going to be granted permission to leave, which day should he choose? Which day should he choose? Which day? What do you think? He would say Yom Kippur. He would say, and we would say Purim. So that's, they go in the tshuva goes back and forth. The obvious choice, Yom Kippur, the holiest day. Or for the Hasidic type Jews, Purim, Yom Kippurim. Back and forth. And that's a very good logical guess. But says the Rabbaz, no. Second paragraph, source 3. Again, he has one day to leave. One day to leave. Which day should he choose? So he says Yom Kippur. And he says Purim.
Aval masharoy lismochalav hudana kaimilan, that which we hold, de ema virinala mitzvos, we never pass over a mitzvah. Vein choli bazeklal, and we don't distinguish with this. Hilkach. Ha mitzvah rishona shetavoli yado, the time that a mitzvah comes to your hands, she'ev sharla soto, which was impossible before that, v'uchavush beit ha'asurim, because he's been in jail, kodemes, that comes first. That comes first. The way they say the rabbis, which day should he leave? Today, right now. Why? Because today's the most important day. Yom Kippur, Purim, of course. What's the most important day? Today. He can't delay. He can't tarry. He can't hesitate. Now's the day. No vayit mama. Now's the day. Because today's the most important day to conquer, to accomplish. I'm thinking about Yom Kippur. I'm thinking about Purim. No, right now. I live in the now. Today's the most important. And I have to seize that opportunity to live presently. And that's what the rabbis said so beautifully. You would think Yom Kippur, but today's the most important day, and that's the day to exit jail, to dine with the minion. They tell the story, when visiting the Rebbe of Lublin, Rav Dov Ber of Radashitz would wake up those people he was sharing lodgings with, and he'd say, wake up my brothers. Probably didn't say it like that. Wake up my brothers. A guest you've never seen has arrived. Once he leaves, you will never see him again. Who's this guest? Piqued everybody's interest. Said Rav Dov Ber, today. Today's the guest that you'll never see again. Because each day is incredibly valuable and important. So that's part one. That's part one of the shir. Part one of the shir, we gotta get Morrison out. Part one of the shir is to be mindful, to be present. Not focusing on previous sins and what we didn't do and what we weren't given in childhood. And not focusing on the million things we have to do right now. Right now. And when I'm talking to somebody, I'm not looking at my phone because I'm giving them attention. When somebody's speaking to me, I'm locked in. When I'm watching something, I'm watching something. When Yitzhi Shlita, the champ, is driving to the hoop, he's driving to the hoop. He's not thinking about, oh, I got to be doing 10 other things right now. Oh, did I hand in my biology part? No, he's taking it hard. And that's what makes him the champ. That's what makes the champ. All in, immersed. And it should be with life. Because we're always scattered. I'm there. And the problem of being there, of Kobe knows is we're nowhere. So Mirtz Hashem, the first part of the shir is to be present, to be mindful of where we are. That's again, Ben Adam HaChavero, Ben Adam HaMakom. When we're davening, I'm davening. When I'm learning, I'm learning. When I'm with my friends, I'm with my friends. Present. Now we take it one step further. Oh, baby. Source number four. Vayomar Hashem El Moshe. The El Aaron, the Eretz Mitzrayim Lemor, Pesach's coming up. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. This month shall be for you, Rosh Chodashim, the beginning of the months. Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chad She'ashana. It should be for you the first of the months of the year. This is the very first mitzvah given collectively to Klal Yisrael. Rosh Chodesh. Two witnesses would go to the Sanhedrin and they would testify, we've seen the new moon. Gazun Tehei, it's a new month. They set the schedule. They set the tone for the new month. We don't have that anymore, but we still bless the month, the Shabbos before, to commemorate that practice. Says the Sforno number 5. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chadashim. Mikan ve'elech yihiyu HaChadashim Shalchem. From this point in on, once you leave slavery, the months are yours. They're yours. La'asot behem kirtzonchem. To do with them as you wish. Aval bimei ha'shibud lo hayu yimeichem shalchem. When you were slaves, the days, the time, the schedule was not yours. But at the whim of other people. It says the Sforno so beautifully. What does this mitzvah represent? Schedule, time is yours. When we were slaves in Egypt, we couldn't do anything. We weren't the balabas. We weren't the master. They were the master. We didn't decide, oh, when Rosh Chodesh is going to be and what the new month's going to be. We didn't set the tone. They said, you do this. You do that. This is your day. This is your schedule. The very first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael is about time, is about schedule, which leads us to believe its incredible importance. Getting a schedule, being a baal bus, taking advantage, maximizing our time, is the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael. It's gorgeous. And we have to ask ourselves a question. Are we actually still slaves in Mitzrayim? Or are we setting our own time? Are we so wrapped up in doing a million things and meaningless things with no end, with no purpose. We're really slaves to other things. We're really slaves to other this and that. You fill in the blank. Or are we actually free? Where we take our schedule by the horns, by the reins, and we have production and meaningful and geschmack and, oh baby, a beautiful life. We go weiter. We go weiter. Source number 6. Hu ya omer. Yafa sha'achas b'tshuva ma'asim tovim b'alam hazeh mikol chayei olam haba. Wow. 1 hour, 1 moment of tshuva ma'asim tovim in this world is better than the entire life of the world to come. Source number 7. Oh, we're moving. We are, Morrison, we're moving. We're moving. 1 moment of tshuva ma'asim tovim in this world is greater than ol chayei olam haba. Why? Line 7. Source 7. Bar tunura. Lefisha ba'oto zman ena tshuva ma'asim tovim mahanim la'adam. Because when we get to the next world, the olam ha'emes, it's not going to help you, tshuva ma'asim tovim anymore. She'en olam haba ela lekabel schar amasha kayim b'olam hazeh. Yitz, we talked about this. The olam haba is just a time to receive reward for what we accomplish in this world. This mission is very clear. This is the world to accomplish. This is the world to make something, to do something. When a Jew, Chas V'Shalom, says, I have to kill time, that's the most anti-Jewish thing you could say. Kill time? Chas V'Shalom, Yahar Gval Yavru. She never used such an expression. Every moment is precious to do more mitzvos, closer to Hashem, better to people, better to mankind, being productive. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're in this world to do, is to accomplish. Chap another rhyme. Do more, do more, do more. Once we get to the next world, that's it. That's the time to receive the reward. Olam hazeh is the time to shvitz, to grind, to toil. And when we say Chas V'Shalom, I have all day Sunday, oh, what'd you do? Well, I spent 11 hours watching football, another 4 hours on my phone. Ay, 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 Hashem Yirachim. Hashem Yirachim. This is the world to accomplish. Of course, I'm not that crazy. Should only spend 4 minutes watching football. No, we could watch. We should enjoy. There are outlets, entertainment, life stressful. Of course, of course. But a time and place, in moderation, in calculation, to say I spent 15 hours of my Sunday watching football, that's kind of scary. Come on, I told you we're going stark. That's kind of scary because this is the world to accomplish. This is the world to do mitzvot, to make something of our lives. Connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. They tell the famous Maisa of the Vilna Gaon. Maybe you've heard it. On his deathbed, he's crying. He's crying on his deathbed. And his students wanted to know, why is he crying? He was holding his sisters and crying. He explained to his followers, soon I will be leaving this world. Here for just a few pennies, I can buy sitzis and fulfill every mitzvah of the... Here for just a few pennies, I can buy sitzis and fulfill the mitzvah every minute of the day and day after day. Before long, I'll be in a world where I'll not be able to purchase that opportunity even for millions. The Vilna Gaon. In the next world, even for millions, he can't have that opportunity of sitzis. For a few pennies, he can buy the mitzvah, beg it, sitzis, and fulfill it day after day. This is the world to accomplish. This is the world to make something. Source number 8. Goya Omer, Im ein ani li mili, if I'm not for myself, it will be for me. And if I am for myself, what am I? If not, now when? If not, now when? Right? Some of us have grandiose plans. I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to do it once I'm in Israel. I'm going to flip hard. Doesn't happen. I'm going to do it in the summer. I'm going to do it when I'm a sophomore, when I'm a junior, when I'm a senior, when I'm Shana Alf, when I'm Shana Bet, when I get married, when I get this. It never happens. If not, now when? Of course. With healthy, with balance, can't go 0 to 60. But if we don't start to say, how can I start growing now? It's never going to happen. If we don't pick it up now, it's never going to happen. At our own pace, at our own comfort level. But to take strides and not to say, I'm a freshman, and then I'll become a sophomore, and then I'll become a junior, then a senior. That's living a motionless, robotic life. If not now, when? To start to think, how could I accomplish? How could I grow? Morris and I kept the word. We're going to conclude with the following story. A big Musar Haskell that I took. My sister-in-law, Alava Shalom, unfortunately passed away about now a year and a half ago. At a very young age, 36 years old. And of course, very sad, difficult time for the family. Is my wife's older sister. She had glioblastoma, which is a brain cancer. Very aggressive. And a very, very high fatality rate. almost inevitable if you look at the research. And she had glioblastoma. So that meant chemotherapy, that meant radiation, that meant brain surgeries. Why am I telling you this? She could have just said, okay, I'm dying. That's it. Give up. But she took every single moment she had and literally lived till the end. She was in pharmacy school to become a pharmacist while undergoing chemotherapy and radiation. She hosted Shabbos guests regularly. She went with her husband around the world, traveled the globe. Didn't give up. Because if life was going to be there, I'm going to take it. I'm going to accomplish it. And it taught me, no matter what life we have, it could be challenging, some more than others, we have to live. We have to accomplish. She said, I'm not going to let the cancer define me. And it didn't. Her last legacy that she left us was that when a Kaddish Baruch Hu gives us life, we live. And we have production. And we have something that we know.
Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. We know that whatever a Kaddish Baruch Hu does, he gives us, it's precious. And that's a lasting legacy. That her name was Jenny Newman, Jenny Kastner. It makes me emotional to think that we visited her in Sloan Kettering, right in the best cancer center, as they say in the area, and just went under brain surgery and kept going. I spoke with one of the deans of the university. At the very end, she was on a research team. She was on a research team, literally dying. She wanted to be on a research team that would have a big breakthrough and help the medical field. Because that's what she wanted to do. Because that's what Hashem gave me. I'm going to keep fighting in the medical field. And I'm going to keep having Shabbos guests. She was seen going out with her husband just a few weeks before she died. Literally till the end, she lived. So Be'ezus Hashem Chevra, to wrap it up all together, it says in Sefer Devarim over 60 times the word Hayom. It's very beautiful. Just to look Pashup Shat in Torah Shebichtav. Hayom. Over 60 times. To teach us to really live. And I know, I struggle with it myself mightily. It's a very big challenge. To be present. To actually live Hayom. And to live in the moment. And not to think what I used to be in 8th grade, 9th, 10th, 11th. And not to think what I want to become in 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, etc., etc. But that actually feel that I'm mindful, I'm present. And when my friend's talking to me, that's all that I'm thinking about. And learning davening. It's literally life-changing. It's revolutionary. It sounds obvious. Very few are able to accomplish this. To be mindful, to be present, fully immersed, engaged in whatever activity I'm doing at that moment. And once we have that mindset to realize, Olam Hazeh is the world to accomplish. It's the time to accomplish, to conquer, to be meaningful. One moment Olam Hazeh is better than the entire Olam Haba. This is the time to chaperayim. So Be'ezus Hashem Chevra, at our own levels, continue to have that growth-oriented mindset, to not get stuck and say, what did I do? I spent 15 hours watching football. I spent 15 hours on my phone. Chas v'shalom. To take time, to make it meaningful, to make it rich, to make it productive. I wish you all a great day. Yashkol HaKadosh.